The question was asked. What does it mean when the Chazon Ish says that there are levels of emunah? So we all have our ups and downs, and this is true of many aspects of our lives and our attitudes. And there are times when we are more connected, and there are times when our tefillah is with more kavanah. And then there are times when we know we have to work on it. It's not where we'd like it to be. So I think when the Chazon Ish says that in emunah there are levels, he's coming to preclude what we would often think, that if I were a ma'amin, then that would be reflected in A, B, C, or D. Then I wouldn't be so anxious about finding a job. Then my prayer would be more focused, and my blessings would be with greater intent, and I wouldn't miss out on saying Birkat HaMazon. So we could look at our lives and say, here, our lives are a reflection of a lack of emunah. Look at how many things we do that obviously if we had real emunah, we wouldn't do them. And the Chazon Ish is saying, it's not an all or nothing. You ask me in general, do I believe? Yes. When I say Kriyat Shema, do I have kavanah? I try to, most of the time. What about Shemona Esrei? Oh, sometimes more, sometimes less. I work on it. If you had real emunah, would you have kavanah all the time and every word you said before the Creator? Well, you could have real emunah, but it's not yet honed. It's not yet developed to the point where every word of Shemona Esrei has kavanah, where every blessing has kavanah. You ask me on principle, do I have emunah? Yes. But is that reflected in everything I do? Not yet. So it's not yet on the level I'd like it to be. You have a person who has so much emunah that when he eats his last slice of bread at home, he's not worried about what will be tomorrow. He knows Hashem runs the world, and it's not because he's lazy. It's because he really leads his life on that level. And whatever happens, he knows Hashem's in control. Then you have a person who could have a job, and he could have a house, and he could have a roof over his head, and he could have medical insurance and life insurance, and everything seems to be okay, but he's always uptight. Who knows? Maybe he'll lose his job, maybe he'll lose his house, maybe, and he keeps doing all kinds of things to try to ensure the future. That's a tremendous lack of emunah. So there's a lot of fluctuation in between. You have a guy who checks his front door that it's locked 15 times when he gets into bed, and he installs an alarm, and he installs a video camera outside so that any moment he opens his eyes, he could look and see where everyone is and what everything. Okay, so that person doesn't have too much emunah, does he? He thinks he has to control everything. And then you have a person who, regardless what happens, he does his ishtadlut, he tries, but he thinks, look, Hashem's running the show. I'm going to do my part, but I know that at the end of the day, I'm not the one in control. That's a level of emunah. So in all our lives, we have a range where if we had more emunah, our behavior would be more one way. And if we have less emunah, our behavior is more the other way. And we fall within that range. And sometimes our behavior reflects more emunah and sometimes less. So the Chazon Ish is saying, that's okay. You have to develop it. But you also have to realize that the fact that many things we do reflect the lack of emunah does not mean that we don't have emunah. It just means we haven't yet developed it to that point yet.